Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah nun tes, mitzvah 59, mitzvah bezdin ladun bedin nosi sachar. As we continue our discussion of Bava Metzia, the Dalet Shomrim, which are really counted as three mitzvos. Today is the second of the Shomrim. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be the third of the Shomrim. But today is the mitzvah of Bezdin, again upon Bezdin, to judge cases of Shomer Sachar, a paid watchman, a paid Shomer. Says the Chinuch, Ladun Bedin Nosi Sachar Vasocher. Cases of Shomer Sachar and Socher, as we'll talk about, a renter. If I rent something of yours for a payment, I pay you to use your machine, and I have to guard it in a certain way when I have it. So again, we hold that a socher has the same status in halacha as a shomer sachar. Upirish nosi sachar, shomer pikadon b'schar shenosan lo al hashmira. I pay you to guard something of mine. For socher hukam hashma, when a renter is as is stated, shesachar behema mechavir alirko v'lasos bo malacha, I rent an animal to ride on to do malacha. If I borrow an animal, that's separate halachas. That's tomorrow's mitzvah, that's shoel. But this is today's socher. Oh, shesachar behema metaltlin, or I paid to use your item, anything, for money. But on machlokas bein socher maskir, and there's some type of argument between the renter and the owner, or bein balat pikadon v'hashomer, or between the guardian and the owner of the object, and they come to court, and as a last resort, as we mentioned a number of times, they should try to work it out outside of court, but if they can't, they come to Bezdin, and Bezdin has a mitzvah saseh daraisa to judge the case of Shomer Sachar. Shemitzvah aleinu ladun b'neihem, kamo shekatzav b'parsha zu, as it says in the Torah. Remember, the Torah does not specify which Shomrim are talked about, but we know based on the halachas that are said. The first parsha in Mishpatim, in this section, talks about a Shomer, which is only chayiv im shia, which is pater in Gereva Vaveda and pater in own sins. That's a Shomer Sachinam. This parsha, the middle parsha, is discussing a Shomer who is chayiv if it is stolen or lost, chayiv gneva v'aveda. So that, Chazal assume, is talking about a shomer sachar. Tomorrow, Beit Hashem will talk about in a shoel who's even chayiv, even an onsen, if something crazy happens, as we will see. But today is shomer sachar. Dineha. Let's get to some of the dinim of shomer sachar. Kamasha amru zacharon levracha, shenishbo'en ala onsen agadolim. A shomer sachar is patur if a major ones occurs, if an earthquake occurs, and the vase that I am watching is broken. If, I don't know, some other very unusual occurrence occurs, and the thing breaks, the thing gets, it's mu'ubad totally, so I am patur, and I swear about it. That's shvuas hashomrim. U'mishalman agadim v'aveda l'fish yish b'ksas piya v'ksas ones. But if it was stolen or lost, I'm chayiv. Why? Is it gadim v'aveda? It was my fault? So says the Chinuch, which is the basis of some Rishonim, because every Geneva, you know what? You probably didn't guard it properly. Had you let it be stolen, it's not like an earthquake, an act of God. No! There's always a ksas pshia and a ksas ones in every case of Geneva. There is a machlokas Rishonim. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Simin Shin Gimel. That's the Simin in Shulchan Aruch by Shomer Sachar. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shomer Sachar chayiv b'gneva v'aveda. Shomer Sachar is chayiv b'gneva v'aveda. V'yesh omrim. So discussion in Tosfos and Baba Kama. Some says the Shulchan Aruch, Sha'afilu shomar karaui, v'nasar ha'ksafim tachas ha'karka, ba'omek mea ama. What if I did everything I could? I took your money that I'm supposed to watch, I put it 100 amos into the ground. I dug a hole and I put it there. That's just the mushel of the Gemara. You couldn't have done anything more. She'i'af shalagon vam, Misham. You can't steal it. Im lo'ayde mechilos. You dig tunnels underneath the ground. O gam be'idna denaimi inshi. Or I was there, but obviously I had to sleep sometime. So when I sleep, v'nignavu, and it was stolen. V'lo yachal l'sham rav chalkiyosei bo, chayiv. You're chayiv anyway. Some Rishonim say, Geneva, your chayiv, it doesn't matter if it was a Geneva, Karov, Laones. That is some shitas of the Rishonim, because after all, the Rishonim say, every case of Geneva is not really your fault, and yet the Torah says your chayiv, so it must be low plug, it must be your chayiv for every case of Geneva. Other Rishonim say, no, that's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. Come on, there's Geneva and there's Geneva. So that's why the Shachir says that we paskin like the first opinion, the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch says before the Yesh Omrim, V'ikir kaposkim, t'gneva b'ones, gamur, pater shomer sachar, v'kach pasak amar shal, v'imperik akones. So even though this is given a lot of press, and the Shulchan Aruch says the Shach, here in Shin Gimel, we would be able to be makel in that situation. But that is the Ikar Adin, a shomer sachar is chayiv in pshia, chayiv in gneva v'aveda, and pater in ones. Continuing, because a shomer sachar gets paid for what he does, he has to pay, right? It's a higher level of responsibility, more than a shomer chinam. Mashenkim shomer chinam shepater al hakol chutz mipshiya. What other halachas apply here? V'din is schiris poalim, v'schiris payim zabatim, renting out workers or animals, v'chulu, v'din socher b'bailim shepater. That's something hopefully I'm saving to talk about tomorrow, about shmir b'bailim. V'din, let's talk about the next two lines though. Two other areas of halacha that come up. V'din tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. That is a sugya that comes up in various areas in Shas. Also, it comes up in the context of shomer sachar. I start out, I was poshe, I was negligent. But then an ones occurred. Tchilasa b'pshiyav sofa ba'ones. Let's say the Gemara talks about Babakama, I make a pit. There's a pit in the street. And I cover the pit with a certain type of covering that's pretty weak. That basically anything that's gonna go over that covering is gonna fall in. So I was posheya. I basically opened up a pit in the street. And then lo and behold, what happened? Your elephant walks by and steps on it, and boom, falls in and breaks its leg. So your elephant would have broken his leg no matter what I would have done. Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, chayav r'pater. Machlokas. What do you hold in that case? It ended up not being your fault, but tchilasa b'pshia. So that is a major discussion. It comes up here also by shomer sachar. What happens if I left the gate of my yard open? I was posheya, but then an ones occurs. So I'm a chayav r'pater. So that is a discussion. The question in the achronim is, according to the Bandar Chayev, why are you chayav? Lamaisa and ones happened. So why are you chayiv in that case? So the Rav has a piece on this in Rishima Shiur and Baba Kama on page Kuf Samaches, where he has the Chakira. Maybe you're chayiv for the original Pshia. Right? The original Pshia. You're right, it was an ones, but the original Pshia was mechayiv you. And I'll deny that now. Now you owe money. Even though really, your Pshia didn't only singularly cause the Nezek, but still you're going to be chayiv for the original act of what you did. Or the Rav said, maybe you could say no. You're chayav for their end results. But because, because you were poshe at the beginning, the entire act is defined as a pshia. It's not like you're chayav for T1, you're chayav for the ones, but it's not called an ones. Because your pshia, your negligence led to the ones, and this is why some Rishonim say it's limited to certain types of ones that are connected to your pshia, so you could call the whole action, the whole extended action, a pshia. Big nafkamina could be, what if the value changes of the item in between the two times? What are you chayav for? Okay, so that is a discussion in Tchilas of Pshia v'sofa ba'onis. Number one. Next line. V'din shomer shemaser l'shomer. Oh, so this is something that we can discuss in any of the shomrim. We'll discuss it here. Big sugya in Baba Kama and Baba Metzia. What if I'm a shomer and I give it to another shomer? Am I allowed to do that? Let's say I'm running out. I thought I would be home to watch this, but I have to run out. So I give it to another shomer. Is that okay? Am I allowed to give it to another shomer? So the Gemara says, major machlokas. The Gemara in Bamitzia, Lamed Vav, Babakama Yidalaf. The Gemara says, Bamitzia, Lamed Vav, Itmar. Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, Rav Amar, Pater, Reb Yochanan Amar, Chayev. We paskin Chayev. So what are the Svaris? So the Gemara says, interestingly, Rav says you're Pater, even if you go down in Shmira. Even if, let's say, I'm a Shomer Sachar, and I give it to a Shomer Chinam, I'm Pater. Because I gave it to a Bardas. I think I can't give it to a Katan. You're Pater totally, even if you go down in Shmira. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv, even if you go up in Shmira. If I'm a Shomer Chinam and I gave it to a Shoel, or I gave it to a Shomer Sachar, I'm Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why? So two different svaras given in the Gemara, which we will get back to in a minute. But just first, for a moment, to talk about this machlokas. What does it mean, Pater? Just talk about this for 2 minutes, this machlokas. We could have three shiurim on it. What does it mean, Shomer Sabash L'Shomer Pater, according to Rav? So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashi, both in Bava Tzvi and Bava Kama, Pater doesn't mean what you think it means. Pater means you're not chayev any less than you are. If you're a Shomer Sachar, you're still chayev for whatever Shomer Sachar is chayev for. Pater means you are you're not chayev for anything more than you were chayev right up till now. That is what Pater means according to Rashi. But you're still chayev for everything that you had been chayev up till now. Let's say you were Shomer Sachar. You're still chayev for Pshia. You're still chayev for Gnev Aveda. Just means you don't have to take on any more chiyuvim. Masha Enkein, other Rishonim, there's a day in the Meiri, a day in the Ritva, says, no. Pater means you're totally exempt. If you give it to somebody who is a bardas, so that's it. You're finished. You're out of the picture. What's the lumdus? Well, how would you be able to say, if I gave it to a lower level shomer, So says Reb Chaim in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. Yesh lehis topic. What does it mean? L'man ta'amar shomer shemas lo shomer pater. What does that mean? Ha'im pirusha hu. Di alkein yachol bozeh lehis talik me'ikar chiyiv shmira shalo. U'batel din shomer shalo legamrei. O'neima dezeh vadai. Kivat shenichlas b'shmira shumeinu yachol lehis talik mizeh. Rakivan diyov legaver b'charikai miftar b'hachi. Says Reb Chaim, you know what the lumdus is? If I'm a shomer, am I halachically allowed to remove my shame shomer at all without your permission? Am I allowed to remove myself, take myself out of the halachic picture without asking you? That's what they're arguing about. If you say shomer shemos shomer pater total legamre, I'm a shomer, but as long as I gave it to a competent individual, I could step out of the picture. I'm pater totally. The other man says, what are you talking about? If you accept achrayus to be a shomer, you are a shomer until the bailim says you're not a shomer anymore. You give it to somebody else, okay, that could get you out of certain chiyuvim, but you're still a shomer. Maybe that's the machlokas, shomer 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 pater or chayiv, Reb Chaim says. But even within the mandar my pater, that could be the machlokas. Again, within shomer 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 chayiv, also, there's a discussion to talk about, but we'll leave that for now, because there is other items on our agenda. Okay, let's continue now. We'll get back to that if we have more time. The Chinuch continues, quoting a number of other halachas of Shomer Sachar. At the end, he says, as he always does, v'noheges b'schar, b'chol makom b'chol zman. It applies to males, because they are the ones that judge. And if a case comes to Bezdin and they do not judge, they are mevatel this mitzvah. V'yaf api, shenitz tavinu. Last few lines. Even though, yesterday's mitzvah was all about claims, people claiming from another person, so what do you have to have a separate mitzvah of Shoel, Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam? Says the Chinuch, based on the Rambam, Ribsa HaTorah Tzivli B'Shomrim B'Frat L'Fishein in Yonim Regilim B'Yishuvi B'nei Adam. Because it's so common, people are always giving things to people to watch, and it has so many halachas that are unique to Shomrim, they merit their own mitzvah. That's why 3 of the 613 are Shomrim, separate from the mitzvah of Bezdin generally judging cases of arguments, which was yesterday's mitzvah. So again, if Bezdin judges any of these cases, they fulfill 2 mitzvahs d'oraisas. The specific mitzvah of Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar v'chulu, and yesterday, the last mitzvah, Nunches, that was Bezdin judging general cases of Toveya v'nitva. Good. Okay, let's get into the Minchas Chinuch. Many issues that are brought up here that must be mentioned. Number one, in Os Aleph, says the Minchas Chinuch, im echa nasan lechaver metaltel in shalosh, shagufan mamon v'chulu, bein hiktim lo scharo, eftiach lo scharo. It doesn't matter, in a case of Shomer Sachar, whether he paid him before or after. Doesn't matter. If you gave him the money before, or promised to pay him, that's both Shomer Sachar. It doesn't matter. The schiris enem shalemis ela besofa, because halachically, it takes place at the end of the schiras, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it was paid before or after. Number one. Number two, in Os Beis, the Minchas Chinuch quotes something that's going to come up again tomorrow. We'll get back to this tomorrow because it's unique to Shoel. But he quotes a Machlokas Rishonim. When does the status of Shomer start? If I say, okay, I'll watch it for you. And you say, fine. So am I a Shomer already? What if it's sitting in front of me? The watch is on the table. Says the Rambam, you have to do a Kenyan. You're not a shomer until you do a kinyan, says the Rambam. Third line, in Os Beis, Ditzarach Meshicha, Ubalo Zeina Meschayiv. If you don't do a kinyan Meshicha, nothing. The Rambam says, the Lashon of the Rambam, is Kederach Shetiknu Chachamim Meshicha Belakuchos, Kach Tiknu Meshicha Beshomrim. Just like Chachamim, we're Mesakin, you have to do a kinyan when you buy something for it to be yours, so to be a shomer. You can't just agree to be a shomer. You have to do a kinyan on it. Others, Tosfos, he quotes, in the Rush, in Baba Kama, say, no, right when the Bailam leave. Right? Oh, you're going to watch it for me? Great, I got to run. Bye. Right when they leave. Even if you didn't do a Kenyan on it, you're already responsible. Right? You don't have to do a Kenyan on it. It's not parallel. So again, it's an important machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Simen Shin Gimel. Further, in the middle of Oz Gimel, on the bottom, the Chain Shomer Aveda. Big discussion. Shomer Aveda. The Gemara tells us in a few places also. I find a lost object. I have to hold on to it until I find the real owner. We're talking about something that has simanim and is going to have to be returned. What shomer am I? What level shomer am I? I found an item. There was no agreement with the owner beforehand. That is a major machlokas rabbi and Rav Yosef. That's called the sugya of pruta de Rav Yosef. That is the sugya. It comes up in Perek Hakones. Where is it? In Baba Kama, right here. Shomer Aveda, Rabba Omer Keshomer Chinam Dami, Vishy Rav Yosef Omer Keshomer Sachar Dami. Machlokas, Rabba, and Rav Yosef. We generally assume we pass like Rav Yosef. How are you a Shomer Sachar? You're not getting paid. How are you getting paid? Right? I found your lost object. I'm watching it for you until I find you. Says Rav Yosef, the amazing Chiddush. This is known as Pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef on Kishomer Sachar Dami. Why, what? Where's my payment? Bihahi hana de lo boi lo mesvele rifta la anya havi Kishomer Sachar. The second that I lift up the item, I'm doing a mitzvah. If a poor person would come to me at that very moment, got some staka, please, I'd be putter from giving him staka. Because of the principle of Osik B'mitzvah, putter ben a mitzvah. So, theoretically, I'm saving a buck by the fact that if an oni would come at this moment, I would not have to give him the money. So that's the hana'ah that I'm getting, and that's why I'm a shomer sachar. That's the chiddush of Rav Yosef, that's called pruta de Rav Yosef, the pruta that I'm saving from Rav Yosef. That's what makes me a shomer sachar. That's what the Minchas Chinuch brings up here. To have a shomer sachar, mishum pruta de Rav Yosef, to ka'oven mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. Many argue and post hold like Rabbah, that he's not a shomer sachar because of that, but that is the chiddush of pruta de Rav Yosef. In that sugya, famous machlokas, how far does this go? How far does this go, pruta de Rav Yosef? Says the Tosfos right there, Nun Vavim Avezim Babakama, Mishum to Osig B'mitzvah. But then Tosfos adds, the principle of Osig B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, is only when you can't do the other mitzvah. V'dafka B'shad D'misasikba. Only in the time that you're involved in it. Kugon Shoteach L'tzarcha. Let's say you found a rug, or you found a shirt, and you have to lay it out, right, because it's all crinkled up. So during all the time that you're involved in the Aveda, then you can say your Pater. O Mishum Esek Shetzorach La Aveda. Avel Bishvil Sha'aveda Bebeso Lo Yipater Milisav Reita La Anya. But for the next 5 years, while you have the Aveda in your house, what, your Pater from giving Staka for those 5 years? Because you're guarding this item? No! Says Tosfos, of course not. Kimet She'yachol L'kayim Shteyim. You could do both of them. Says Tosfos, like Rov Rishonim, Osig b'mitzvah, patur on a mitzvah only applies if you can't do both mitzvahs. If you could do both mitzvahs, then you're patur. The Ran, again, this famous Ran in Sukkah, Ran says, no. Osig b'mitzvah, patur on a mitzvah, even if efshar l'kayim shneyem. That is the Ran of Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and the Daf Yarif. Says the Ran, Osig b'mitzvah, patur on a mitzvah, afal b'shiyach l'kayim shneyem. Ay, v'ahid in a derb. So what about our case? But our case, are you doing that? You're for the next 5 years not going to give staka? Says the Ran, no. When you have the aveda in your house, you're not an osik b'mitzvah, you're a mekaye mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Let's say I could rush and do this quickly and try to get to do the other mitzvah. You don't have to rush. If you're spreading it out, if you're doing this, you don't have to rush. Just do it normally. But if I'm not being osik in it, then of course, even the Ran has that limit. But that is in machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. How far does Osig B'mitzvah go? The way that the Achronim usually interpret this machlokas is hutra dechuya. How do we look at the principle of Osig B'mitzvah patur min mitzvah? Is it that the other mitzvah is totally wiped out? It doesn't exist when I'm involved in mitzvah A. Mitzvah B is not there. Or no, mitzvah B exists, but I don't have to do it. Mitzvah A allows me not to do mitzvah B. But if there's any way for me to do both, I have to try to do both. Right, that's the svar, the lundus, the stipler gives that svar in brachas azim tezvav for this machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos is Baba Kama and the Ran in Meseches Sukkah. Okay, another major problem in this principle of Pruta de Rav Yosef is that which mitzvah are you being pater from? Osig b'mitzvah pater from the mitzvah. You're osig in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's what makes you a shomer sachar, and you're pater from the mitzvah of Staka. Staka, Staka. Tosfos asks in Baba Basra, is an asay and a los asay. It's a los asay not to give staka. Osig b'mitzvah doesn't allow you to do los asays. You're allowed to wipe out any los asays? So that's a big discussion. Again, we're not going to have it now. You can look at Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Shi'urim in Baba Basra and Os Mem Ches. He has two different answers there. How do you get out of that problem? How could you say this staka is pushed aside? Staka is not only an asay, it's also a los asay. Okay, but we'll leave that for now. Continuing, if you look at Os Zayin, the Minchas Chinuch, says something that we mentioned already, and it's going to come up tomorrow, that there are exclusions from the world of Shomrim, Avadim, Shtaros, and Karkos, and Akdeshos. All of those based on Sukkim are excluded from the world of Shmira, and therefore, if I am guarding your Shtar, and it gets stolen, it gets lost, then I'm totally Pater. I'm always Pater. Because all of these items are excluded from the world of Shmira. The Menchas Chinuch, though, does say in Os Ches, that even though I'm going to be Pater, you don't have to pay me. You have to, I'm a shomer sachar. I'm a shomer sachar on your shtar. And the shtar gets stolen. So I don't have to pay for the shtar. But you don't have to pay me. Right, that far you don't say. With varman al she'im emdim shomer v'negevo she'nevdu, mikomakom afsida maschar she'eftiach lemamavkin. Da'adayta tahachi nasan lo schar shmirasa. That you'll guard it. You didn't, you didn't fulfill your tenai. So fine, you don't have to pay the regular Hilchashmir do not apply, but he's not going to get paid. But, he continues, in the end of the next paragraph, on the next page, if an ones occurs, then the Shomer Safa does get paid. There, he's Pater. It was an ones. So he's going to get paid, even though he's not giving the item, he's not giving the item back. Moving right along. What else can we mention? In Os Yud, Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Minchas Chinuch also quotes, what happened if I'm a Shomer Sacha for a month, and then after a month, the time is up, I want to give it back to you, but you didn't come get it. I'm automatically a Shomer Chinam after the time is up. Right? Om Shomer Sacha is only a higher level of responsibility. I'm not interested in being such on a high level of responsibility. So right when the agreement is over, says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud, Shomer Sacha Shekal Azman Vadainu Bershuso, Lo Avi Shomer Sacha, Rak Avi Shomer Chinam. I'm a Shomer Chinam now, and I'm on a lower level of Shmira. One final point, interesting ha'ara made by the Minchas Chinuch in Os Tezvav. This is already getting us into tomorrow's daf. The halacha is, by a socher, and we've spoken about Shomer Socher the whole time, but a socher we mentioned has the same status. If I rent something from you to use, but I pay you for it, the halacha is, I'm a Shomer Socher. Why aren't I a Shoel? Why aren't I a Shoel? I'm using it. We're going to talk a lot tomorrow about usage gives me higher responsibility, says the Minchas Chinuch, because the definition by Shoel is only if kol hana'a shelo. If it's totally, I get the entire benefit from this item, then I'm even chayav and onsen, as we'll talk about tomorrow. But if you, the mashiel, get any benefit, that's not called kol hana'a shelo, and therefore you're in the world of schirus, which is only chayav for gneiv aveda, not for ones. So says the Minchas Chinuch, that's why if I pay you to use something, it's not kol hana'a sheli. And therefore it's in the world of schirus and not shomrim, and not a shoel, and therefore I am not chayiv in onsen. But then he even adds the beautiful chiddush of the ksos in simin shin mem, sif katan hey, he said this in Os Tezvav, what if I pay you less than a shove pruta in order to use your item? Tiny amount to use your item. So says the, am I a socher there? Halacha doesn't recognize less than a shove pruta. So I'm not a socher really, but I'm also not a shoel, because it's not kol hana'a sheli, I gave you something. So you're going to be this in-between. You're not going to be a shoel, you're not going to be chayv and onsin, but you're not going to be a full shomer sachar either. You'll be chayv, gnev v'aveda. But there's an example in Os Tezvav, b'shem the ksos, that you'll have somewhere in between shomer sachar and shoel, because it doesn't fulfill all of the rules of each of the categories. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Meshem, we will continue tomorrow with our discussion of she'ela, the final shomer.